Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, welcome, and here we are on Transfiguration Sunday at God's Word Life Source Ministries on godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Today is Transfiguration Sunday. The Transfiguration was Christ's appearance in radiant glory to three of his disciples as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 2, Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 2 and 3, and the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Transfiguration Sunday is the festival that celebrates the revelation of the eternal glory of the second person of the Holy Trinity, which was normally veiled during Christ's life on earth. According to tradition, the event took place on Mount Tabor. It is a Christian feast that commemorates the transfiguration, the glorifying or spiritual change of Christ on a mountaintop in the presence of three of his disciples. It is observed on August 6th in the Roman Catholic Church and in some Eastern churches as well. In most Protestant churches, Transfiguration Sunday is usually observed on the Sunday before Lent. Today's podcast will consist of a series of readings. All readings are from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. There will be two readings in each segment of the podcast. The first reading will be from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. The second reading will come from Psalms 50, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the reading, the hearing, and the application of your holy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, reads as follows. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. The company of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you? And he answered, yes, I know. Be silent. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water parted to one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you. Elisha said, please let me inherit a double share of your spirit. He responded, you have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not. As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And now, reading from Psalms 50, verses 1 through 6. God's word reads thusly. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silent. Before him, he is a devouring fire and a mighty tempest all around him. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. The word of the Lord. Now we will listen to a song entitled Listen to Jesus, The Transfiguration of Jesus by Julie Sim.
Jesus went up the mountain one day with three friends to pray. As he prayed, his face was changed and he shone like the sun's rays. Then the Father spoke from the cloud above. Here is his message of love.
This is my son, the beloved one. Listen to him. Listen. Listen, listen to him. This is my son, the beloved one. Listen to him.
Whenever you are feeling lost and you don't know what to do, remember what the Father said and how he loves you. Open your hearts and open your ears. Listen to the Father's words.
This is my son, the beloved one. Listen to him.
Listen, listen, listen to him.
This is my son, the beloved one.
Listen to him. Jesus, you teach and show us the way. We put our trust in you. Lord, help us now to follow you.
The last two readings in this segment of the podcast will be from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, and the Gospel according to Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6 reads as follows. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel for the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as our slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let the light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The gospel, as recorded by St. Mark, chapter 9, and verses 2 through 9, reads thusly. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, and James and John, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The word of the Lord. Amen. Our closing song is entitled Transfiguration by Wren and Manilow.
Praise. It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.